music will start next week on The Grilling Guys. Right now, you've got the easy listening post-Thanksgiving version of The Grilling Guys. I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob.
Cool Breeze.
Produced by Brian Fongers, who's rediscovering his jazz roots, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, his new girlfriend's working out pretty good, huh, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look smooth at that and easy. Grin. Yeah. Look at that grin. We're going to make up a new man law. Got to figure that one out. So, this is something I've done a couple times here before over the years, but when I was a young dad and we were both working, you'd rush home at, depending on what kind of day it was, 4 or 5 o'clock, and the kids are clamoring for food. We had five of them, always hungry. And so you try and learn how to make things quick. And you perfect things after a while. And one of the things I perfected was white chili. Mm-hmm. And I had a system down that made it just really quick. But so this is a good use for your turkey.
Absolutely.
So you get the white northern beans in a jar. There's
Great
a
Northern one, beans. One yep. big, white beans, yep.
One big brand. It's Great Northern, and there's a Navy. There's a bunch of them you can use. But find the bean you like. Pinto works, actually, too. So you get a big jar of that, and medium-sized jar of salsa, and then a pound of Monterey Jack shredded. So you saute some onions, you cube up your leftover turkey, you throw it in on top of the onions as they're sauteing, and then in the meantime, you take the beans, you dump them in a big pot, you put a jar of salsa in, then fill that jar of salsa with water and put that in again. It rinses the salsa out, plus it adds some hydration.
Right.
And get that warmed up and simmering, and then throw your turkey in there. And when that gets mixed together nicely, shut it off and dump in this pound of shredded Monterey Jack. And you're done. Just stir it in a little bit, put a lid on it, and park it for about 10 minutes. If you want to put some cumin and garlic and whatever seasonings you like for chili on top of cilantro of your turkey while you're sauteing it, that's cool. Or as you finish it, that's cool.
Right.
But if you just do it this way, if you have a good, and I really like Chi-Chi's salsa, you put in a good jar of medium Chi-Chi's salsa. God,
I haven't heard of that company in years.
That's all they make is chips and salsa now. The restaurants, I think, are all gone, but their salsa is really good.
Right. And there you go. Depending on what your family likes, you can go with the mild, the medium, the hot, or whatever you want to do to make it your profile.
Yeah, but right.
Super simple, easy, quick.
It is, and it's
meal.
A good use for turkey. And
right.
Again, you know, at our house anyway, most of us like the white meat.
Right.
So what you end up with is some unattractive dark meat that's like.
Well, it's not as easy to carve. That's all.
It's well. Plus, I just love turkey breast meat. It's
right.
Just a fact. But so we usually end up with whatever some thighs or some drumsticks or something you're trying to get rid of. Well, this is great because you chop it up. Strip any junk from it, and you saute a little bit with some good seasonings, and all of a sudden you got a decent protein again.
Right.
And that's a pretty healthy snack or a meal because the beans are protein. I mean, the cheese is fat, but a good fat, and the turkey's protein.
Yeah. Okay. Spoken from a guy who's on a diet and probably didn't eat any of that or can't now.
No.
Right?
Although, when I was at deer camp, I violated for 5 days.
You violated
and
what?
I made a giant pot of chili. And I brought up a giant pot of stew.
Right. Well, that was only a weekend ago, Bob. So that might be why you're having challenges on this diet. I mean, you had the 5 day violation.
I leveled off. Yeah, for 5 days, I didn't lose a pound. Right. I think I came back 2 pounds heavier. So
could be.
So I had to fight it. So now I'm really, really, really pushing.
Yeah. So I've been over at your place before, where we've been sitting around enjoying ourselves, and midnight rolls around. And you get, and this is probably, again, pre-diet. We're talking all this stuff pre-diet because the diet's only about 3 weeks old for you. But
we'll be doing them tonight.
Right. It's nacho time.
Yeah.
And this is a family tradition with you.
Yes.
This is just not hey, I'm kind of got the munchies. But this happens on a regular basis.
Every time we're
so,
together.
So far be it from me to talk about that. Tell us what you do when that happens.
Well, the kids usually come in or approach me and say, it's like 10, 11, 12 o'clock, whatever time it is. And everybody wants
your
to
kids
graze.
Are grown now.
They
right?
want to yeah. graze again, yeah. And they'll right. go, Dad, midnight nachos. I can't say no,
right?
Because I'm flattered that they love them.
Sure,
and
well,
I,
they're good.
I kind of go after it big time, but it's anybody who makes nachos has their own methods,
sure.
right? We kind of like, you know, the lighter chips for that. There's one brand I can't really think of on the border, might be. And but
not a big heavy corn chip, but
yeah,
a little
the
bit
El Sombrero
lighter,
or yeah. whatever the L, yep. L something that's a big brand here. We use those too. Whatever chips you've got, Doritos chips, you're gonna throw them on a big cookie sheet. I again, am gonna probably spray that cookie sheet with a little light coating of some EVO or some Pam or something, and then I'm gonna lay it out nicely with chips, and I'm gonna lay down a layer of the blended Mexican shredded Kraft. I keep a 4-pound bag in the fridge
sure.
all the time. And then again, I'm going to take my turkey and I'm going to cube it up into small bits. And I'm going to throw it I'm going to throw that turkey in a big bowl cubed up. And I'm going to again take that blend of spices I like, which is just my go-to. It's going to be the Knorr tomato bouillon powder and probably tahine, and I might throw a little bit of cayenne on the meat. I like that meat to get hot because my wife rejects the jalapenos when I try and put them on, so
sure.
I put those on half.
Yep.
But I'll get this meat spiced up a little bit. I'll probably get some black beans, drain them, rinse them, put them in a bowl and let them kind of drip and get those nice and clean, because what you don't want to do is throw water on this thing.
Right.
So I'm going to throw the turkey, a little bit of cheese, beans, a little bit of cheese, and then I'm going to put my onions, green peppers, and tomatoes on there. And I'm going to throw that in the oven in a nice, beautiful pile
right.
at about 425 for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And
the top gets a little crusty.
Nice.
But
yeah.
but you got to have it that hot and that long to get it all the way through.
So it melts at the
Could
bottom.
Do this on a grill, too.
If you have a convection oven,
yep.
now you're making it.
Right.
That's perfect because you can do them in 10 minutes in a convection.
Right. It'll wheel the air around
And you
there.
Can do them. I've done them on the grill.
Right.
I've done them actually on a pizza stone on a direct grill.
Mm-hmm.
You
got
to get the pizza stone hot, and you have to actually do it on a big pizza sheet of pizza pan, so you build them and then put that pan on the stone. That works really nicely
right.
too.
All of that is wonderful food that a man would eat. I think it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man laws absolutely nothing to do with pooping in the woods, Jeff. So just
thank
relax.
You. We know what we've covered that, okay? Literally and figuratively, we've covered that.
Man law is a good one for this time of year. Grilling, regardless of weather, is always the first choice of cooking.
Absolutely. Leave the mess outside. Leave the smell outside. Bring the food inside and eat it, or better yet, stand at the grill and eat it off a cutting board.
Just man up and go outside.
That's right. And if you're one of those listeners that chooses to put your grill away for the winter, you're making a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
If I saw you, I'd clip the corner off your man card.
You're missing out, buddy.
Right. It is, because it's a great time to stand out. Your beverage of choice might change. A little bit.
Yeah.
I might have a bourbon.
Or a hot toddy.
Or a hot toddy with me rather than a cold beer. But even then, I'm into the porters now. I'm into the thicker beers where it's quality, it's not quantity.
I almost bought you a couple of shipwreck porters.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
that'd be great this morning.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go with the diet.
No. Nope.
So I got a Facebook.
We got to get you by this diet.
I got a Facebook complaint, actually.
Uh-oh.
Let's respond. Some guy laid me out for harping on guys that shoot little bucks.
Oh.
And he said he disagrees with the QDM and all this stuff. He says, my science is all wrong. There's no proof that, you know, shooting too many. Well, I'm sorry you disagree, but we have a huge buck to doe disparity in Michigan.
Right.
And the little bucks get to breed too much. And it should be the superior bucks fighting each other for that girl.
Right.
And it's not. It's just like any buck can get laid now.
Right.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring this poop show to the station.
Oh,
I hate to say this, but stick with us. We'll be back.